News Radio 94.9, News Radio 890, 92.5, 106.1, KDXU, it used to be 94.9, back when I...
100 years ago.
Back when 100 years ago, exactly. Mm-hmm. This is Southern U Talk. I'm Dale Desmond. Melody Finlinson in studio is getting ready to fill in for me full-time next week. There are a ton of people texting in today about a bunch of different stuff. We have got a cool giveaway we're going to talk about here in a couple of seconds. I got in late last night from Vegas. I went down to watch the Utah Tech game, and it was a nail biter. It should not have been, but it was a nail biter. The Trailblazers were up by like 16 late in the second half, and Abilene Christian came roaring back and almost pulled an upset, but Utah Tech pulled that one out. They're going to play tonight against... Who are we playing tonight? It's not. Is it UT Arlington? No.
Oh, it's, I have everything right here.
I'm trying to remember. They play at 9:30 tonight. Utah Tech plays at 9:30.
California Baptist.
Plays Cal Baptist mm-hmm. tonight at 9:30. You can catch it on ESPN Plus. And I was coming back. I went with some friends, and I didn't drive for once. Usually I'm the driver. I don't know why, because usually I'm the only one sober. But... Yeah. I told them, I was like, I'll drive home. I just don't want to take my truck. And she's like, fine, I've got my Tesla. So we had to stop and charge it on the way down. And we drove down to the Orleans Arena. We turned around. We came after the game, I got in the Tesla. And I've never driven a Tesla before. And this was like the X-Wing fighter where the doors come up, you know?
Oh.
And it was like one of the premium platinum, you know, XLR2574 set hut versions. And it was super nice. And it drove itself all the way home.
That is crazy.
She goes, we're in the parking lot. She goes, just put it on automatic mode and then don't touch anything. And I said, okay. Like, don't touch anything when I get on the freeway? She said, no, just don't worry about it. And I said, don't worry about it once we get out into traffic, out on the street. She said, no, right now, don't touch the steering wheel. Put your feet on the floor. Just sit there. And
really?
I'm like, okay, yeah, right, whatever. And we on the steering wheel, there's a button. You hit the button and it goes to automatic mode, self-driving mode.
Like autopilot. There you go.
Autopilot.
Mm-hmm.
It slowed down for speed bumps. It blinker. Merged right, stopped, turned out into, and then we get down, we had to make a U-turn. It made a U-turn and then realized there were some cones there, and it realized I have to stop and back up.
No way.
So on its own, went around this corner, it stopped, and we were making a U-turn at a median, you know, trying to go back to their direction because there was that long median. It stops, backs up, and then continues down the street, finds the freeway, gets on the freeway, goes up, gets up to speed, merges through traffic, zigzags through traffic, trucks, you know, slowing down, going different ways. The entire thing drove its entire way home. We stopped at the Maverick, a tropical parkway on the way out of town to get some snacks and drinks, whatever. Mm-hmm. We get on the on-ramp, and she puts on what's called drag strip mode.
Oh.
Have you heard of this?
No, but it sounds fast.
It was unbelievable. What you do is it has to program itself. I don't know what it does, but it takes a couple of seconds to get into drag race mode. When it's ready, it sends you a green light, and you push down the brake and the gas, and you hold them both down. And then a light says, when it's time, you let go of the brake. And it was like being on an aircraft carrier.
Really?
I had to hold on to the steering wheel and hold myself forward to not be pushed into the back seat.
Wow.
140 miles an hour. I've never gone that fast in a car in my life.
Wow.
140 miles an hour on the on-ramp.
Oh, my word.
And really? Then, yep. And then it got back down to speed. It, you know, I was smart about it, obviously. I wasn't like going all the way home. I got down to the end of the on-ramp, hit the auto button, and went back to letting it drive. And it drove. I didn't touch the steering wheel again until we got to the Walmart parking lot where we had all met up in Bloomington. At one point, we got into the gorge, and I thought, there's no way this car is going to steer us through the gorge. There's no way with the zigzags and the trucks. And sure enough, our first bend, we got into the gorge, our first bend, there's a semi that was in the right lane. And as we went around that first tight turn, started to drift into our lane. The car sensed it, slowed down, and then started moving just a little bit to the left. Not far, not, you know, dangerously to the left, but just out of the truck's way. And the truck kind of corrected, got back in its lane, and the car took off and kept going all the way. I did not touch the steering wheel from the Maverick on ramp to the Walmart parking lot in Bloomington. Not once.
So I have a question. Yeah. I really don't know. So with the Teslas, is it really just an automatic feature that it senses the things around it? Because I heard something about the Waymos or the self-driving taxi.
Yep. There's Zeus and there's Waymos. Yeah.
Yes. But I heard that those ones weren't really autonomous, that there's somebody in another country driving it, like watching from there. So I don't know if that's true or not. If you know, then text in and let us know.
Yeah.
435-261-4540. But I really don't know what's true anymore.
Yeah.
Like, is it really have the technology to be able to drive itself? Or is there somebody like in the Philippines that's trying to read your road signs and help
some
you
Indian kid that's got control of, you know, well, he's making me my Nikes. He's also controlling my, I don't think so. I think it's completely autonomous. I think it is completely automatic. It blew my mind that we could go into the gorge and I never touched the steering wheel.
That is
all
crazy.
The way through the steering wheel. It would blinker, it would merge, it would change lanes, it would sense a car coming and that see the two cars, this car's going faster, so I'm going to get over and go around this car and then come back over. When I passed that, it was insane.
So does it make you go the speed limit? Can you set it
you
for
can
five
set it,
over?
Yes,
or
it was
over?
Going it right. It was so coming back from Vegas. Most of the way, it's 75, and it was going like 83.
Okay.
She had set it to go, I think, 8 miles an hour over the speed limit.
Mm-hmm. And it'll maintain that.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Crazy.
I do want to know if there's somebody driving it for you, though. I really do.
I just have to think. I would have to think no. I mean, it's just there's, I don't know.
I didn't think that with the Waymos either, though.
Yeah. But those are different because they're completely, there's, I mean.
The technology.
There's no way to steer it inside of, you know, at least in a Tesla, there's a way to take over the power from it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't see how, in a Zeus or in the Waymo, there's nobody, you know, that has the option, okay, I'm taking over control. There's none of that. So I could see that where somebody has the ability to, okay, there's extenuating circumstances. Mm-hmm. Now, people that drive Teslas, that drive these around are like, yawn. I do it every day.
I know.
This is so dumb.
We're not cool.
Right. It's kind of like, you know, back in the day when somebody goes, you would never guess, my car shifts itself. Whoa!
I know, right?
It automatically shifts itself. That's crazy.
I know. But then we get to go to the gas station with our gas cars and fill them up and pay a lot of money while they have to sit for like an hour and go buy coffee and then fill up their car.
And we did. We had to stop and charge up. And there's a Starbucks right there in North Vegas we stopped at. And it wasn't that long. It was, I don't know, 20 minutes, half an hour or so, enough to go in, use the bathroom, grab something to eat at Starbucks.
And it charged it all the way up?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was a supercharger. They don't have all superchargers yet. You know, sometimes it takes longer. But it was my first real, I had ridden in my brother-in-law's Tesla, and I realized that these things, they have some superpower, you know, especially on the get-go. But this one had like all the features and the bells and whistles, and it drove us all the way home.
That's fantastic. Crazy. Fantastic.
Crazy. All right, Southern New Talk here. I'm Dale Desmond. That's Melody Finlinson. I'm going to be gone next week, Tuesday through Friday. Melody's going to be filling in, so I'll be here Monday. We'll be here together Monday. You're doing a great job, by the way.
Thank you.
And even people have texted in and say, you're doing a great job.
That's super sweet. Thank you.
Yeah, you're doing great. We've got a little giveaway here, Mello. We've got tonight, Tom Papa, comedian, got his Grateful Bread tour at Tuacon, 8 o'clock start. These are front row seats.
Jeez.
I've got right here. Now, if you watch comedy shows, you know sometimes they like to do crowd work, which is a double-edged sword.
Right.
You could end up on TV.
Wear something cute.
Exactly. Where I'm at my age now, I'm thinking, you know, the camera is going to be behind me. How stark is my bald spot going to be?
Oh.
Like, that's what...
Bring your wife, not your girlfriend.
Right. Oh, wow.
Have you seen it when they roast them and they bring somebody
yes.
they're not supposed to be with
yes.
and they get caught? Yeah,
yeah,
that's
awful.
Watch.
All right, so we're going to give away a pair of tickets, front row seats, and dinner for two at Angelica's Mexican Grill ahead of time. And we've got a trivia question for you to answer.
Yes, the trivia question is, bum, 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 I got to find it.
What is the only mammal...
Mm-hmm. capable of true flight.
The only mammal. I said that twice today. The only mammal capable of true flight. That's not a flying squirrel, which is actually falling with style.
Yes.
What is the only mammal? I thought a penguin, and I thought maybe, I'm thinking, you know, big birds.
Big birds, like an ostrich.
Yeah, or Big Bird.
Or Big Bird.
Is Big Bird a mammal?
I don't know what
he is. And so you can text in if you want to answer this trivia question. If you think you know, Tom Papa tickets, front row seats, dinner for two at Angelica's, tonight's show, 8 o'clock, Tuacon, the Grateful Bread Tour. Text in, Mello, give them that number.
435-261-4540.
All right. That's the number to text in. Answer that question, and you could be the big winner.
Yeah, I think that's a great thing to win.
So today in the news, you were reading the news today, Tyler Robinson, I believe at 10 o'clock today, Tony, I can't remember the judge's name, Tony something, is going to give a judgment on whether or not they're going to allow cameras in the courtroom. Mm-hmm. So far, they have allowed cameras. And... we talked about this a while ago, but today the actual issue is coming down and the actual judgment is going to come down. And I'm curious what you guys think. Yes or no, good idea, bad idea. Cameras in Tyler Robinson's courtroom as he's tried for the alleged murder of Charlie Kirk. Happened at UVU. He's from Southern Utah. If you have a thought on this, they can call in. Give them the number right here.
435-673-5890.
Okay. You can call in 673-5890. 435-673-5890. You can call in yes or no, good idea, bad idea, courtroom cameras for the Tyler Robinson trial. What do you think, Mello? Do you have an opinion?
I personally want to see it. I could see it kind of going like the O.J. Simpson, you know, like such media following because it was such a big issue and it's so local here too. I think I would like to see it. I don't know if that's best for Tyler Robinson's defense. So I understand them like saying kind of pushing back against that because he's going to be tried in the public.
For sure. Because I said this before, my thought, and I still am not sure. I feel like this judge is dragging things out. And I don't know if it's because he wants to make sure that everything he does is not, he doesn't screw something up on appeal. Mm. Because I assume that if Tyler is acquitted or is found guilty, if he is convicted, I'm sure it'll go to appeal. I'm sure the judge, Tony, and I can't remember his last name, will say, I don't want things coming back on me. I want to be very meticulous. Having said that, all the pundits that I've watched and heard on all the different channels have said, he's really dragging this out. And so my thought is, I'm curious if he's going to go, I want the cameras in the courtroom because judges are elected officials.
Oh.
And that's a lot of free publicity. And who was the judge in O.J. Simpson's trial?
I don't
His name was Lance Ito. You know why I know that? Because it turned into a media circus.
Oh.
It went on for a year. The reason that we know who Kim Kardashian is today is because of courtroom cameras. Because her dad was Rob Kardashian was one of O.J.'s attorneys. Imagine if there was no camera in O.J.'s, we wouldn't have the Kardashians drama in our lives.
So we owe that to O.J. Simpson.
Exactly.
That's great to know.
That's exactly right. What do you guys think? You can text in 435-261-4540 or you can call us up at, it's 673-5890. You can call up and tell us courtroom cameras, Tyler Robinson a trial, good idea or bad idea. I'd love to know what you guys think. I think it could turn into, we talked to Mike, is it Mike?
Wazowski?
No.
Just kidding, sorry.
Wow. Tell me you have kids without telling me you have kids.
Yeah, just a few.
On that yellow pad over there behind your right shoulder, there is a sticky note with his name. That judge.
Mike Westfall,
my good buddy, Mike Westfall, former judge here in St. George. He called in and we talked about this and he said, I can see too much playing to the cameras by the attorneys, by the judge. It turns into Judge Judy, and it's more about courtroom drama and playing to the cameras and being dramatic than it is about actual justice. We want to hear what you guys think. 435-261-4540. What do we got?
Okay, we've got a text that says cameras should be allowed. It's a good idea. However, this person does believe that the judge is creating the unnecessary issues.
Yeah.
So
I think
like
he's dragging this out, and I don't know if it's because he's trying to get his 15 minutes of fame or if it's just he wants to make sure he's got all of his T's crossed and his I's dotted,
mm-hmm.
or his I's dotted and his I's crossed and his T's dotted. I don't know. But I think I would say this. I would be okay with them in the trial, but I think no court cameras until the jury is seated.
Oh, why is that?
Because the defense's big beef with this is tainting a jury pool.
Hmm.
Fine. Get the jury seated. Once the jury is screened and seated, then you can have the cameras and away we go. But I think wait on the cameras until we have a jury pool that's as untainted as, you know, we can get.
So that means someone from here, right? People from here are going to be selected for the jury?
Utah County.
Utah County.
It'll
okay.
be from Utah County in that jury pool there. And then unless they change venue, which I don't think will happen, I think they'll keep it there. They already tried to get the defense kicked out. The judge drug that way out and said, no, we're not going to do that. We're going to allow, it wasn't enough evidence to, and he drug that way out. Several hearings, drug it out. Several hearings. So we're going to find out today if they're going to allow cameras or not. And I'm interested to see how it goes. That's my thoughts on that. And you guys can weigh in as well. I'm
mm-hmm.
curious what you guys think. 435-261-4540. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, the TSA is working today without paychecks. St. George Airport. The folks at the St. George Airport are working without paychecks today for their first month not getting paid. We'll come mm-hmm. back and talk about, I'm flying today, and I've got something in my brain. I want to pass by you guys and see what you guys think. We'll get your thoughts on it, 435-261-4540. The number to text in. We'll come right back after this. This is Southern U Talk, News Radio 890, 92.5 and 106.1 KDXU. News Radio 890, 92.5 and 106.1 KDXU. This is Southern U Talk Friday edition. Going into the weekend. Hope you guys are doing good. Hope you guys got plans. I know everybody's out of town for spring break. You have kids in school, Mello. So
I do.
You guys decided not to skip town because I made you stay here.
Yeah, I had to work, which was fun. It was fun. No, I'm happy I got to work. But we're leaving out of town today. And we're going to go to Vegas for, okay. I think, whatever the basketball stuff's going
there's,
on there.
Right. Utah State is in the Mountain West playing in Vegas at the Thomas and Mack Center. And then Utah Tech is playing in the WAC tournament as well, wrapping up on Saturday. They play tonight at 9:30. I went to the game last night, got back super late, and that was back here. Someone need a nap. I'm flying out of St. George Regional today. I want to talk more about that in a couple of seconds. But going off of our last topic, we were just talking about Tyler Robinson. The judge is going to rule today on whether or not they're going to allow cameras in the courtroom. What's interesting about this whole story is Tyler has not even entered a plea in this yet. not even said if I'm innocent or guilty. And this judge has just drug this out. And again, I don't know if it's because he's trying to keep all of his, you know, I's dotted and his T's crossed or what, or if he's just trying to posture for more time in the spotlight, get his 15 minutes of fame. I don't know. I don't know this guy. He seems very meticulous. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. But he's going to rule today on whether or not he's going to allow cameras in the courtroom. And we got more texts from you guys. What do you guys think? 435-261-4540. Cameras in the courtroom for the Tyler Robinson trial and the alleged shooting of Charlie Kirk. Good idea, bad idea?
Okay, so we did get a text, and this person has a good point. I like it. Yes, absolutely. Charlie had cameras, eye for an eye.
Okay, so it was a... I've heard that people say that before, and I guess I guess it makes sense to an extent where, whoever did it, whether it was Tyler, whether it was the second gunman on the grassy knoll, I don't know. It was a public slaying. Whoever did it publicly, to make a public spectacle of it, and therefore should be tried in a public spectacle, an eye for an eye. So I can see the logic there. And I guess I'm not against that. I just, I go back to my plan, the Dale plan. I'm fine with it. After they have a seated jury, then I'd be okay with cameras to avoid any kind of, they tainted the jury with the cameras. Just, fine. We'll just do the trial. Once the jury has been selected, then we can have cameras.
Yeah.
That's my thought.
Yep. I think that's a fair thought. It's going to be a rough situation no matter what happens.
Yeah.
There's so many different conspiracy theories. I'm a conspiracy theorist finder.
Oh.
Yeah. So there's just a lot of different ideas on what actually happened. So I'm interested to see how it's going to play out.
I guess I'm not as deeply rooted in that. Because I'm not the one that's like, Tyler did it. He's guilty. Just, whatever. I'm not that guy. On the other side of it, there's a lot. I mean, he did confess.
So did that one guy that shot FDR.
That's true. JFK.
FDR, not FDR.
LMNOP. FDR did not get shot.
No.
Tell me, you're big into the conspiracy theories. Maybe it's something you do or do not believe. What are some of the conspiracy theories you hear about the Charlie Kirk shooting?
Okay, so one thing I've heard is that his mic actually had something. Charlie's mic had something that kind of went up into his neck, and that the other guy that was with him kind of activated it somehow. Another conspiracy theory is kind of rooted in a cover-up of some sort, because right after the death of Charlie, like within weeks, they covered up the whole crime scene with like cement.
Demolished it or whatever?
No, it was grass. They added cement on top of the area.
I see.
So why? Was there something under there that maybe somebody came up and did something? I don't know. Like, it's not my belief. It's just the things that I've heard.
That you
heard.
See.
Yeah.
Gotcha. I do love the conspiracy theories. I hope that when conspiracy theorists say the conspiracy theories, they get done. They get to the end of their sentence and they're kind of... kind of have the aftertaste in their mouth and go, that's terrible.
That's a dumb idea.
I hope that, I just hope, and maybe not all of them. I know I'm sure there's some that are like, this could have happened, but I hope that there's some things where they go, well, it could have bounced off that mountain and that billboard, like a, McDonald's commercial back in the 90s, nothing but net. It could have happened. And they go,
haven't a lot of them come true lately though?
I don't know.
Like,
I don't know.
I don't know.
Like what?
Like the election, Donald Trump's election having interference in it.
Yeah.
And like the Russian collusion was not real. And like all of those different things that have been proven correct.
Right. So don't throw everything out is what you're saying.
On one side or the other
side. Yeah. Don't throw everything out is what you're saying. All right.
Yeah,
all right. I like it.
Just wait and find out.
All right, your thoughts always welcome, 435-261-4540. You can text in. You can also call in and tell us what you guys are thinking here in Studio Line. It's wide open Friday phone lines.
435-673-5890.
I'm taking a flight today. I'm flying to the Northwest today. I'm flying out of St. George. I got a smoking deal. It was a good deal, and then I had a flight credit. A couple of flight credits actually that I used. So this flight was like $100.
Wow.
I know.
That's amazing.
For me to fly out of St. George. I fly out at like 3:30 today. And today is the first day that the TSA is not getting paid. They're supposed to have gotten paid today. So their first month of being of this shutdown has hit its first month, and they're going to miss a paycheck today.
That would be so hard.
Tough.
To be missing a paycheck when you have bills that are due.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
What do you do?
Yeah, I know. And hopefully, you know, they're smart with it, and we get this done, and hopefully, you know, these TSA agents. So I'm flying out today, and I did this the last time we had a government shutdown. I flew as well. I think it was through Vegas. And I said to every one of the TSA agents, hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much. I also didn't want to get patted down. I didn't want to get felt up.
They could be aggressive.
And, well, they have been. I don't want to get into it, but it's a thing. So today, when I go to the airport at St. George Regional Airport, I texted Dustin Warren, the director at the airport, and I said, hey, Dustin, can I bring crumble for the TSA agents today?
That's super sweet.
And he said, absolutely, yes. And I said, okay. So I made this order, and in part of this order, you get to leave a little note. Mm-hmm. And I need your guys' help on this. So I wrote a little stanza for them. And I want you guys to help me finish this out.
So it can be from everyone.
Everybody. Mm-hmm. Here's a little poem. We'd like to thank the TSA for helping us fly today. We hope that you get paid real soon.
Mm.
Fill in the last line for me. We hope that you get paid real soon. Fill in the last line for me as we, in this way, I can say it's from all of our mm-hmm. KDXU listeners. You guys can all, if you have an idea of the last line of this, we'd love for you to tell us, what do you think? What's the last line I can put in here, the part of this poem? 435-261-4540. Mm-hmm. 435-261-4540, or you can call in as well.
Yeah.
What do you guys think? What's a line we could put in there? How about...
My flight's at noon.
It's not. It's at like 3.
I know.
It's like 3 o'clock.
It rhymes with soon.
Let's see. What else? These cookies passed security too.
Oh.
I just don't want to reference. I don't want them to think there's something that I did something to the cookies because I'm.
Right.
I don't want to be that guy. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so repeat the poem again.
Okay. It is, we'd like to thank the TSA for helping us fly today. We hope that you get paid real soon.
Oh, here's one. They just texted in. And do not have to wait till June. That's lovely.
Who is that? Does it say what their name is?
It does not say the name. There's another one.
Okay. Let me read it again. We'd like to thank the TSA for helping us fly today. We hope that you get paid real soon.
The first one or the second one?
Whatever.
Or the HELOC will, or your HELOC will balloon.
Your HELOC.
That's funny.
Wow.
I like it.
Is there two? So there's two. There's one more. Okay, let me read it one more time.
There's only two.
Okay, we'd like to thank the TSA for helping us fly today. We hope that you get paid real soon.
And do not have to wait till June.
I like that one.
Okay.
That's our, I like that one. I also, these cookies passed security too. Or how about this one? Please enjoy these cookies this afternoon. I think that's too many
syllables.
Okay,
there's another one here.
Okay.
Okay.
Let me read it one more time. We'd like to thank the TSA for helping us fly today. We hope that you get paid real soon.
Let's fire every politician goon.
Oh, I love it.
Okay, so.
I'm going to put all these in there. You guys are writing some good poetry.
So one that said the HELOC will balloon, they just texted. And
they had another one.
That's Bob.
That's
and
Bob.
And the one that said June, his name is Mark. Oh, here's one more.
Nice job, Mark. All right. We'd like to thank the TSA for helping us fly today. We hope that you get paid real soon.
We love you guys to the moon.
Aww. I love it.
That's sweet. Okay, one more. Go ahead.
Okay. We'd like to thank the TSA for helping us fly today. We hope that you get paid real soon.
And if you do, we'll sing a tune.
Oh,
there's another one.
Okay. We'd like to thank the TSA for helping us fly today. We hope that you get paid real soon.
Because the government are buffoons.
Oh, man, but you guys are good.
So good.
Dang, these guys are good.
They're really good.
We're going to hook up somebody. What do you got? We'll hook up the winner, whoever we'll pick up, we'll hook them up with dinner. At Angelica's. Mm-hmm. We'll get you some Tuacon tickets. Whoever we pick here. So keep sending these in. We're going to pick this before the end of the show here. And this is, I'm going to send Crumble. I'm going to take Crumble with me to the airport today. Dustin Warren, the director at the airport, said absolutely yes. And we'll see if he'll meet me just to, you know, give the guys and gals at TSA a thumbs up. Hey, this is good. This is going to be fine. These
I
arms.
Love that. You're so sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Justin's the one that said politician goon. That was
I like
funny.
The buffoons, the goons. Those are all really, really. We're going to have a hard time picking these, Mello. These are going to be
pretty awesome.
Really, really difficult. All right, so keep those coming. Again, one more time, we'd like to thank the TSA for helping us fly today. We hope that you get paid real soon. Fill in the blank. Fill in that blank. Text it in, 435-261-4540, and we're going to pick one of those. And by the end of the show, we'll see how it goes. When we come back, we'll take a quick break. When we come back, there is Dixie State University swag showing up at the Utah Tech Trailblazers store. Good idea, bad idea. What do you guys think? We'd love to hear your thoughts on that as well. It's a wide open phone line. You have haiku for us. If you've got thoughts on Tyler Robinson camera, the criminal case and the trial there, or Dixie State University swag, t-shirt, sweatshirt showing up in the Utah Tech Trailblazers store. We'll get to that. KDXU news time is
9:43
on KDXU. Good morning. News Radio 890 925 1061 KDXU. This is Southern U Talk. I'm Dale Desmond. That's Mello Finlinson. Hello, Mello.
Hello, Mello. Hello.
All right. I'm taking next week off. Melody is going to be filling in for me and doing a remarkable job. You every day just gets, man, you're just crushing it. In fact, I'm going to come back, and they're going to go, can you just go back to Nashville, Dale, and just keep Melody here?
No.
Keep Melody. She's doing great. We love her. So I'll be out of town for part of next week. She's going to be filling in for me. So as you hear that next week, you know, I'm coming back the week after. I'll be here Monday, but then gone Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday next week. So, you know, it's going to be fine. It's going to be fine. All right. So we've got, I'm flying out today. Take a quick weekend trip out of St. George. Today is the first day that TSA will be going without paychecks. And so I want to bring Crumble with me and bring our TSA agents at the St. George Regional Airport some Crumble today. They brought pizza yesterday. So it's giving them a big thanks. And I realize Crumble is not a paycheck. That does not, I mean, it's a Band-Aid on a bullet hole, and I get that, and I want to thank our TSA agents working at the St. George Regional Airport. Absolutely free today until they get their back paid. They'll get their money, but
they got bills today.
Right. We can argue about why it's happening. All right, so I'm bringing Crumble, and on the note, I want to leave them a little poem, and it goes like this, and I want you guys to give us the last line. Mm-hmm. We'd like to thank the TSA for helping us fly today. We hope that you get paid real soon.
We appreciate all that you do. So enjoy these cookies we give to you. We're sorry for what you're going through.
Aw, they took Laura, a bunch of extra.
Lana, I'm sorry.
Lana, nice job taking it. She's going above and beyond. She's giving a little extra frosting. By the way, I'm doing the 12-pack. We're not messing around.
Yeah. With a cookie cutter.
I got the cookie cutter.
Yes.
They're getting the cookie cutter. I want everybody to have their own cookie, but man, it's hard. It's tough
Those
to
are
eat.
Big cookies.
They're rich.
I like them divided.
So rich, yeah. Mm-hmm. Because then you can have like pieces of six of them instead.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like five cookies. Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. All right, text in your thoughts when we pick your line of the, is that haiku, the stanza, whatever it's called. If we pick your line to go into that onto our little poem, you're going to win something. We're going to hook you up with, I don't know, dinner at Angelica's or something.
I'm just impressed you wrote it yourself and didn't use ChatGPT.
Oh,
I'm impressed.
I wrote a whole.
I've
written whole songs.
Okay.
Without chat, long before chat.
Lyricist is the other title. For
I'm not
you.
A musician though. I can write lyrics. I'm not a musician. Mm-hmm. I can hear it in my head, but I don't. I'm too lazy to actually learn to play guitar. You're a guitarist. We should write some songs.
Oh, yeah, I would love to. I'm just learning the guitar. I'm not a guitarist yet.
By the way, I was just texting Dan Truman, one of the members of Diamond Rio, country group Diamond Rio. Dan Truman, they were one of the big super groups in country music back in the 90s. Dan's going to come in the last week of the month, one of the days, and spend some time with us in here. And I want to hear all the stories. I want to hear all the stories about going from growing up and going to Dixie High School to joining Diamond Rio, one of the super groups in country music of the 90s. What was that path like, and all the crazy? I hope he's written a book. Dan could have written a book. So a lot of you know Dan Truman, growing up here. So he's going to be in the studio. We're just going back and forth, figuring out a day, but it'll be sometime at the end of the month, the last week of the month. Him and his wife, they've got a home here in St. George. They come down and spend some time. So I'm excited for that. In the news today, in Mello's news today, we had a story about Dixie State University swag in the throwback section at the Utah Tech University store. That's suddenly we're seeing you can go in and you can buy Dixie State swag in there now.
Yeah, the Heritage line.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. A little throwback Thursday type thing.
I know.
If anybody is familiar with BYU Idaho, you can go to the store there and you can get Rick's College stuff.
Really?
Rick's College, cool. Vikings, sweatshirts, T-shirts, all that stuff. They have the throwback thing. I don't think, and I maybe I'm wrong, I don't think people feel the same about the name switch from BYU Idaho or from Rick's College to BYU Idaho as people feel about Dixie State to Utah Tech. I think there's some more bad blood here. Mm-hmm. My question is it too soon? Or is it kind of one of those, is it like, is this the university saying, hey, sorry, band-aid on a bullet hole?
I don't know. I'm very happy about it. I actually did graduate in 2016 from DSU.
Yeah.
And I'm kicking myself because I really wanted to get the alumni tag for my car, like around my license plate.
Yeah.
And I just never got around to getting it. And then the name changed. So I'm kind of like crossing my fingers, hoping that I can find that says DSU or Dixie State University.
If you know anybody with like a vinyl cutter, I'll bet you they could make one for you.
That's a good idea.
Like a Cricut.
I have one. I just haven't taken it out of the box. Yeah.
Oh, my
I know. It's fun. My daughter used to work for Cricut. So I got a really nice one for like super cheap.
Well, I think you just found out a way to get your Dixie State University sticker on your bed in case they don't have it. What do you think? I mean, it's not too soon for you?
No, I think it's not soon enough. I think it should have been right away, like to maybe appease some people that were frustrated.
Yeah. Is this a Band-Aid on a bullet hole, or is it, okay, I can see this as giving a nod. I like the idea of it. I just can see some people that were anti Utah Tech saying, no, you can't just put stickers and T-shirts in the store and all of a sudden expect us to be okay with you switching to Utah Tech. I know a lot of people still very, very upset about it. In fact, I know there's people that are like, oh, we're going to get it switched back.
I'm also wondering if maybe sales are down for what their merch is, because maybe the alumni aren't purchasing it. So they're like, maybe we can fill that gap by bringing back what they actually want to buy.
Right.
So they can represent.
Yeah.
And we're still making a profit, so it's going to be great for the university.
Are alumni going to go, I'm not giving you my money. I don't care what it says. I have Dixie State stuff. I don't need it.
I only have one hoodie.
Yeah. Are you going to go get one?
I am.
Good.
Yeah, I am.
I think it's kind of cool. I love the throwback idea. I love, I can see why people would be upset about it. Do we have texts coming in about it?
We have another poem. I was just reading it.
Okay. If you guys have thoughts on this, Dixie State University swag showing up in the Utah Tech University store. Good idea, bad idea. What do you guys think? 435-261-4540. You can text in. We'd love to hear your thoughts. How much time we got on the...
We've got another like 4 minutes.
Okay.
But this poem is the whole poem.
This is the whole thing. Okay.
Like they rewrote your poem. They crossed your part out.
Well, that's not okay.
But it's pretty
good.
That's
not okay.
It's pretty good. Do you want to hear it?
Is it better than mine?
It's pretty good.
Yeah, tread lightly, sister.
Oh, I am.
Tread lightly.
I'm treading softly. Okay.
All right.
Hickory Dickory Dock.
Okay.
TSA is on the clock. They're working for free for you and me while people cruise through without a clue. Thanks, TSA. We're rooting for you.
Wow.
That's pretty cute. I like
that. Is cute.
I want to Hickory Dickory Dock.
What's this? The Irish jig thing. The little whatever that flute is.
Oh.
I hear that going in my head when I hear that for some reason. Maybe it's because it's St. Patrick's Day
weekend.
Prior. Yeah, coming up this weekend.
You want to sing a song now?
No.
Oh.
No. All right. So you guys can text in all sorts of stuff. We've got the inbox flooded with stuff here. We've got stuff from the Tyler Robinson case, cameras, good idea, bad idea. We've got the last line of our verse. We've got this text line has not been this busy.
I know. It's great.
And don't forget Tom Papa tickets. You can text in, what's the only flightless, or what's the only mammal capable of true flight?
True flight.
If you can guess it, if you know it, if you can guess it, we've got a pair of tickets, and we've got dinner for two at Angelica's for tonight's show, Tom Papa, at Tuacon, 8 o'clock start.
And that's the front row.
These are front row seats.
Right, but we're also giving away the front row and Angelica's, not the front row, just regular, just regular Tuacon. There's only two front row.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
For the last stanza of the poem.
Correct. There is so much going on, guys. They always tell you in radio school, don't overclutter the airways. And I think we may have overcluttered the airways.
That was three topics.
That was four. There's the cookie poem. There's Tom Papa. There's Tyler Robinson. And then there's Dixie State.
Oh, you're counting the giveaway as a thing?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's all stuff that could be going into the text.
That's true.
Chat box.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying, is I think I may have overwhelmed our
over-deliver.
Well, I have a tendency to over-deliver, okay? I'm just saying.
Okay, so tell us about your run. You're going to run in the snow?
Yes. So I'm going there. I can't believe I did this. So I'm doing a I'm going to visit my girlfriend. We're going to go do a 5K run.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought on Amazon these really big inflatable leprechauns. Mm-hmm. You get inside it, you zip it up, and it blows up and inflates. And we're going to run a 5K in this thing.
That sounds lovely.
And it sounds terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Except that they just got hammered with like 6 inches of snow.
Wow.
Last night. Now, the good news is the run isn't until Sunday. The bad news is I have to fly home on Sunday.
Oh,
it's my flight's not until like 5 o'clock or something like that, or 3 o'clock. I don't know, but I'm going to be, we may be running through snowdrifts.
Wow!
In a leprechaun outfit.
So you're bringing boots? Like, what are you going to run in?
I'm going to bring my regular running shoes. I have to imagine if there's that much snow, they're just not going to do a run. Right. Like I imagine there's in the Northwest, you know how it is in the West Coast, the snow is so light and dry. It just, you know, unless it's really cold, it just melts on the roads and it's light and fluffy and it blows off pretty easy. So I would imagine it won't be too bad, but yeah, I'm
dressed just warm. Little leprechaun man. What is TSA going to think about your costume? That's what I also would like to know. Are there batteries in it?
Are batteries.
And
yeah.
You can fly with batteries, I imagine.
Yeah, sure you can. Okay. I've got it all rolled up, but I do hope, part of me does hope that TSA says, wait, you brought us cookies? No, we want to see what's in your luggage. And I have to actually inflate this thing in the airport.
And put
would
it
be
on.
Hilarious.
That would be amazing.
Hilarious. I've got TSA pre-check, so I don't know if that's going to get me through anything.
It should.
I don't know if that gets me anywhere.
I think you'll be just fine, especially after the cookies.
I know.
And it's cleared through their boss. So you've actually gone up and beyond, and you've got a poem written by everybody here.
So Dustin isn't their boss, really. It's a side entity. They just work inside the airport that he's in charge of, but at least he can vouch for me to say this. He's not some weirdo that, you know, did something to these.
Did something to your cookies.
He's good. He was cool. We've had Dustin on here. Incredible guest to have on in studio. Super, super good guest. All right. What time we got?
We got 58:50.
All right. So about one more minute.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys. Well, we appreciate it. We're going to pick some winners. We will let you know on the text what our winner is. I do like the goons or the buffoons. It's going to be one of those two, I think. I think
Goons
it's
or the
be,
Buffoons, you like
yeah,
that?
I think those are going to be one of the two. We'll see. We'll review those. But thank you, guys. We want to hit that at 59:33 on this. Just Mello's filling in. I'm letting her know when to push all the bright lit up buttons because I'm across this over here and I'm just figuring it out.
Yeah, I'm pushing them all.
Have a good weekend, guys. This is Southern New Talk. I'm Dale Desmond. That's Mello Finlinson here on KDXU.